Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Hemp farms have been legal and prosperous around the world long before our state decided to loosen restrictions and join the market a couple years ago. Our next guest decided to tap into that worldly knowledge and partner with a Swiss company to accelerate their opportunities in hemp. Harold Singletary is CEO of Bright Ma Farms, and he joins us by phone now from the farm in Charleston, South Carolina. Harold, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike, for having me.
Now, first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your farm.
Bright Ma is actually my great-great-grandmother, who was enslaved on a plantation in Monk's Corner in Cordesville, the Balls Plantation. There was a book written by Ed Ball, Slaves in the Family. This land has been in my family since post-Civil War. When I had this vision and this dream to launch our vertical company, walking out on that land, it was evident that, you know, using Bright Ma's legacy as the first to put her hands in the soil made sense, and that our future would breed right in doing so. So part of that legacy and history, you know, extends, you know, for no one knows this land better for those that have, you know, grown and planted it for generations. And, you know, I come from ancestors that were farmers that knew their trade, you know, during the Jim Crow era, not so much prevalent opportunities for them in business. But, you know, here I am trying to create generational wealth based on that legacy. So some of the information about that legacy definitely relates to Bright Ma. There's an African Voices exhibit in the Smithsonian. There's a Time magazine article written in 1997 and the book by Ed Ball, Slaves in the Family, which has reference of Bright Ma. But we are a certified minority business enterprise, veteran-managed hemp group with corporate offices in Charleston, South Carolina. We have two industrial hemp campuses, one obviously in Cordesville in Berkeley County, where we launched, and we just acquired 85 acres in Orangeburg County. We were founded in 2018 in the second year of the South Carolina Department of Ag Hemp Pilot Program, where they only had 40 licenses. Now it's open to everybody, and we've been running and operating since 2019.
All right. And so now talk about this collaboration with the Swiss company. Is this something that, did they reach out to you or did you look them up?
Actually, we looked them up and we have a vast network that we build and work with. Obviously being in hemp and it's being a nascent industry, where were those genetics coming from? Even with the pilot programs, we demonized this plant in prohibition. We quickly realized that farmers were failing, you know, being regulated to 0.3 THC with not stable genetics. You know, it begins with the seed. Being science enthusiasts, we searched around and we found an opportunity and we took a flight. We went to Switzerland. We met the executives of Puregene AG, who are, you know, industry leaders that apply machine learning and genomic mapping to advance breeding goals for various end-use applications. So it made sense for us to partner. We had these verticals, but we could not believe in the genetics that weren't stable in North America. So we went to find a solution.
And so all of your seeds then that you are planting are coming from this Swiss company?
Well, actually, we are modeling Puregene's Innovation Center in Switzerland. We on that 85-acre track in Orangeburg, that's where we will build out our BIC, which is the Bright Ma Innovation Center and breeding. We have opportunities from paper, advanced materials with automotive industry, aeronautical, above and beyond the health and wellness that everybody ran to.
So what have been your challenges in getting all of this set up? And do you have crops yet that have been processed and sold to the marketplace?
A lot of blood, sweat, tears, but I'm a dreamer and we believe in challenges being opportunities. I have a great team of executives that we quickly pivot when we had those opportunities and found solutions. But yes, we've cultivated, we've done in the CBD health and wellness space. We've been in the R&D hemp fiber project with Ford Motor Company for the last 2 years, which will be a large opportunity for South Carolina farmers. We're using hemp fibers to create a hemp bio pellet to replace plastic in the vehicle. We just recently submitted a grant opportunity with the Department of Energy and Clemson University. So yeah, we are in the market. We're delivering services, consulting, advanced genetics. We are a licensed nursery from Clemson. So we're in front of our market and our industry as stakeholders.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share with us.
It's been a pleasure, Mike.
Harold Singletary is CEO of Bright Ma Farms, and he joined us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again as well as wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.